Celtics Tonight, presented by Star Market, continues from Chesapeake Energy Arena. Once they commit more than a couple of years, I will learn the names of the buildings here in Oklahoma City. Time for a conversation with the head coach, brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. I try to listen to all of your in-between game news conferences. It's almost a Talmudic study for me to try to find that one morsel that I think is the most interesting discussion point. Here's what you said Tuesday, 2 days ago, in the last full practice. Offensively, we're not playing on one page. I think that's been pretty clear to anybody who has watched the first week. What's an example of a team not playing on one page?
Well, I thought the best example the other day was we had three guys running in transition and two walking, or you know, four guys running and one walking. And, you know, if everybody's not to their spots quickly and able to execute quickly, then it just puts even more pressure on your offense to just usually create in isolation, which is not what you want to do. Certainly you can't do that for an entire game.
I have an interest in all of the crazy stats that are available now, but I'm not sure I have complete trust in them, if that makes sense. The numbers, those crazy numbers that you can immerse yourself in if you choose, they say you have had as many open looks as anyone in the league. Is that accurate?
I have no idea. I haven't looked at any of those stats. I would assume that we've had open looks. I don't know how that ranks against the rest of the league, but it doesn't mean we've always taken great open looks. And so, you know, ultimately we need to continue to distribute our shots better, which we did the other night. We just then need to step up and make the open ones. But I think that all works together, like run to your spots, execute fully, do so with great pace, and then you deserve to make shots. And you know, hopefully we'll get there.
Now, just to clarify, when you say shot distribution, what people are going to hear is different players getting their shots. But I assume when you're talking about shot distribution, it's not who is taking the shot, but what kind of a shot it is.
Yeah, I'm talking more. When I say shot distribution, I'm talking more about not taking contested twos. And then, you know, the one area that's really hurt us over the last, you know, year and a half has been contested at the rim. You know, we try to make the spectacular play at the rim instead of just making the kick out and reading the kick out. And that's something that we've really talked a lot about. And, you know, inevitably in this league, the great shots that are ultimately made that are contested at the rim are going to be the ones that are everyone on every highlight and everything else. But when you're contested by some of these guys, and Adams and Noel are two of the best at that, you've got to spray it and find an open teammate.
Again, you know, ridiculous sample sizes. Everything is going to be here for a while. But kind of lost in everything is the fact that despite Aaron only playing, what, maybe a quarter of the minute so far, is that you have the number one defense in the league through 9 days. What is that a function of? Effort?
Well, I don't think we're great on that end of the floor yet. But, you know, we're always very cognizant of doing our jobs and taking away what they do best. And, you know, the teams like tonight make it really hard because they do a lot of things well. And, you know, it starts in transition. You got to be great in transition. And we've been good thus far, knock on wood. That can go quick, especially tonight. And then, you know, we've been good about guarding individuals appropriately and helping appropriately. And I think the whole game is about helping appropriately. You know, I think if you have to be in help to protect the lob, you better be there. But if there's not going to be a lob, you better make sure you're at the next best shooter. And knowing all that stuff is what we try to prioritize.
By the way, I saw Aaron today. He said he wants to play and he's ready to play. That's probably not surprising. He wanted me
shocking.
To pass that on.
Wanted
me to pass that on.
Yeah,
to
shocking.
You.
You know what? But this tells you he doesn't understand quite how it works. I'm not the one that makes that call. Those are our medical staff makes that call. So he needs to be talking to them about that.
All right, you certainly don't have to oversell the difficulty here. OKC 0-3 at home, 3 days off. They've only played one game with Russell Westbrook. What do you watch when you come into a game like that? Is it obviously the one game he played clearly, but is it preseason? Is it last year? Does that have more value than the early games they played without him?
Well, he didn't play in the preseason either,
right.
So I think, you know, obviously they played great at Golden State and just barely got beat, you know, and then it was kind of a back-and-forth game as far as a game of runs against Clippers. Clippers went up big to start the game, 16-0, and then Oklahoma City came back and took the lead for a while, and then ultimately the Clippers went huge at the end with Marjanovic and won And then you know, obviously back in full home opener with Westbrook, and you know, you just run into one of those nights where the Kings are making every shot, and you know, they're a good team. They do a lot of good things, and you know, they really put you on your heels for 48 minutes. You've got to be you got to stay with it. You got to play all 48, and you've got to be really connected to have a chance.
That's the head coach. You had a special guest at practice the other day, and I think we all who are immersed in this can take for granted the fact that, you know, for 20 years, whenever I want to talk to Tommy Heinsohn about anything, you can just do it, how the legends just sort of trickle back in. But what was it like to have Bob Cousy in the building? Just the image, the picture of Bob Cousy and Kyrie Irving talking point guard stuff generations apart, that to me was just so cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, and you said it, it's, you know, you don't take those moments for granted. I think it's those are pinch yourself moments when you get a chance to have those guys in the building. And, you know, especially like Cousy is not traveling a lot anymore, certainly not to Boston. And so for him to take the time to do that as they're starting this this mini book tour by Gary Pomeranz, the Gary Pomeranz Road, I think that's it was a blast for our guys. It was great for me, and you always appreciate that part of being a Boston Celtic.
That's the final word. Celtics and Thunder next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.